sagt der Mishnah. Nigma Adin. So, the din was over. They passed him for skila. Metziah noisa the cycle. They take him out to do skila. Now, beis haskila haya chutz lebezin. Where did they do it? Out of bezin. Yachik mi bezin the bach puts in. Shanema hoytzei es a mekala. Take out the mekala. Fine. Zakr Ashi nigma adin lechayva. Metziah noisa the cycle. I mean, to Pell the Garashi, what would you think without that? I mean, you think if he came out from the head, then you kill him also? Okay. Metziah noisa lecycle. I did the skila reisha. Why we're talking about skila first? Since skila reisha, the kula abamisis, mefayash mili, the day reisha, skila is the first one from all the abamisis. So we explain the reisha. V'hadam mefayash shayra of a pirkin, the kaman kaseda. We're going to go in order how to explain the misis. Chutz lebezin, rochik mi bezin tzas. So Rashi obviously didn't have the gears of the Bach, because the light the gears of the Bach, it says Rachim Mibezin. So Rashi says, because the Bezin, Rachim Mibezin, it's not just outside, a little far from Bezin. So the Mavaitish, it's like the Mishnah. Shanema, how do you know this says, how do you say, take him out. Fine. Zok the Gemara, Zok the Mishnah, Vait, Echad, Oymed al Pesach, Bezin, one person is standing, while they take him out, there's one person standing by the entrance to Bezin. Vahas Sudrim Biyada, he has a Sudr in his hand. Vesus, Rachik Mimenu, and the horse, there's someone on a horse far from him, Kadesh Yereyu, that he should be able to see this person standing there. So now, why? What's this all about? If someone comes to Bezin and says, hey, I have a schus for this person, halom main of besudrin. So the person that's standing outside of Bezin waves his suda, vasus rot, the horse runs, umamidon, and he tells the people, come back, we have a schus. Even if this person himself, the person that's getting killed, says, I have a schus on myself, we return it 4 or 5 times. He has to be saying something. He can't just say, oh, I have a schus. We schlep back, we go back, what's going on? It has to be something real. Now, obviously, the Gemara is going to explain what does it mean, something real. How do the people know that are walking him that it's real? It's not a bezdin. Zakr Ashi. Shnema hoytzei al malav mokem havad kotlu, not in the place hoytzei, take him out, not in the place that they passed it. Vasudim biyodin k'meim mifash l'mayim boy, what do we need it for? Vasus rochek b'menu k'dei shiyehei. Interesting Rashi, like the k'meim mifash. I mean, that's the next line in the Mishnah. Normally, if it's a Gemara, I understand. Not that it was stuck in the Mishnah itself. The k'meim mifash. Fine. Vasus rochek b'menu k'dei shiyehei. Adam yoichev al sus. The person is driving on a sus v'nimshach. Outside base of skila, and he's going in the base of shei karev lirdoif achan eskalon. It's karev to be lirdoif to chase after the eskalon matzel and save him. Umesrachik mizeh shasudim biyade malehenov. He should be as far as malehenov as much as he could see. Vatchiluchel yosem yana besudim as much as he could see him wave his towel. Amar echad mibezin yeshi lamed of schus. Someone in bezin said, "This is schus halah ha'imid al pesach." They recognize him. He chases after the one of Manigim Amidon Achayachiku Bezdin. And they time the Vav Shalzeh till Bezdin chases him, till Bezdin does Chakiris, if there's any reasoning to what happened.
They don't take him back, Rashi says, Mabidin.
Right. They hold him. Yeah. They don't take him back. They wait till they hear from Bezdin that, oh, we talk have a real schuz going on. Uvache Mamish with Vav, Ktsas Raya. How do they know if there's any reasoning to what he's saying? Well, they're not Talmid Chum, they're not part of Bezin. So how do they know? We'll see in the Gemara. Zok Gemara, Beis Haskila Chutz LeBezin. Avi, Beis Haskila was outside of Bezin. Vesu Loyan, that's it. It's Mashma, like right outside of Bezin. That's it. Ivo Tanya, Beis Haskila Chutz LeShalish Machnas. Beis Haskila was outside of 3 Machnas, outside of all Gimel Machnas, as much further.
So well, actually, just said Rachik, only Ktaz. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Bezin was by the shower.
I think he's asking good.
Rashi said it's not here. No, but Rashi's Ktaz, so like.
Yeah.
So this is Mashma way further.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay, good.
No, because Bezin was by shower
here. Okay, we'll see. Zakti Gemar. Yeah, you're right. It was Chutz LeShalish Machnas. Ktik Amit. I have a hard time. Why does the Mishnah say Chutz LeBezin? It's Mashma just right out of Bezin. Nafkamina, it comes in Nafkamina, the Enofik Beidina. Let's say Bezin went and sat outside of Chutzal Shalosh Machnas. Still, Avdinan Beis Eskila Chutz LeBezdin. Still, you do it. So over there, the Bezdin's already outside of Shalosh Machnas. So you would think you could kill in Bezdin. No, don't do it by Bezdin. Move it out of Bezdin. Why? What's the reasoning for this? It's already out of Shalosh Machnas. It shouldn't look like Bezdin's Reitzchen, which means if you're going to do it in Bezdin, it looks like Bezdin are Reitzchen, Bezdin are killers. We don't want Bezdin to look like killers, so we tell you to leave Bezdin, to go out of Bezdin, even if Bezdin's far out, out of Chutz Shalosh Machnas, still leave the Bezdin's area. Inami, another reason why you have to leave Bezdin, in order for it to be.
We'll have more time,
right? There's more time, just saving some time, because till you walk, you don't kill him right away. So you leave. So Mela, therefore, there's two reasons why we, even if it's Chutz Shalosh Machnas, still we go ahead and wait and give it some time.
Yeah, Bezdin's allowed to die.
Oh, good.
This is Bezdin of Chav Kimmel.
Oh, so that's a big challenge.
We said that down in Gantzor.
We said even if Bezdin Chutz Shalosh Machnas, Kasha's Bezdin has to be by the Lishka. Kasha's the Gazes. So the man's saying it's Bezdin Chav Gimel. Bezdin Chav Gimel didn't have to be Shivim Be'achad had to be. We're not allowed to leave like we saw. But Chav Gimel was allowed to leave. It's like Yashi. Obeis Haski L'chutz L'Bezdin Hu D'Be'inon Ava Chutz L'Shalash Machus L'Bin. I imagine they'll stay after 8, right? Well, I'm Yashi's. Huh?
I'm
okay, I guess maybe we'll just let's skip Yashi's. No, okay, Zakti Gemara. Manan Amili. How do we know This that Beis Haskila was outside of Chutz Shalosh Machnas. The Tanur Rabbanan writes, "Hoytzei es mekalel el mechutz lamachnas." It says in pasuk, "Take out the mekalel who deserves skila, take him out of Chutz Lamachnas." Now, the pasuk says only Chutz Lamachnas. Now, so we tie it Chutz Gimel Machnas out of three machnas. Atayim Chutz Gimel Machnas. You say out of three machnas, any other Chutz Lamachnas achas? Maybe only out of one. How do you know out of three? It just says Chutz Lamachnas. So it says Nema Kam Chutz Lamachnas. It says be'ot chutz lamachnas. V'nem parah min esrafim chutz lamachnas. The parah min esrafim when you burn the parah devil shall tiv parah kedem mashiach. You don't eat it. You burn it. It says over there also chutz lamachnas mala and chutz shalosh machnas. Just like over there, we know out of three machnas of kan chutz shalosh machnas. So two by us by mekala by skila we take him out of chutz of three machnas. Like mal v'hasim and all. How do you know over there? The Tanur Rabbanan but look my brayse. V'hoytzi es kol haparah mechutz lamachnas. It says take out the parah chutz lamachnas. So we dash and over there chutz shalosh machnas. We learn over there chutz shalosh machnas. Atayim chutz shalosh machnas. You're saying over there chutz shalosh machnas. The end of the chutz machnas achas. Haguf, how do you know over there three? It says only chutz machnas. Maybe it's after one. Shoyim chutz machnas. Since it says chutz machnas, para eda. It says chutz machnas, para eda. As para eda, she ain't tamed loyma. You don't need to say chutz machnas. The pasuk over there, para eda, para amdav shaltsim. It says over there you should burn it just like the parisha. So why does it say parisha was chutz lamachna? So why does it have to say chutz lamachna over here? Coming to teach you litna lemachna. Obviously, it's coming to take you out of another machna. Chutz lamachna to take you out of a second one to put you into the second machna. So how do you know out of three? Shoyim al chutz lamachna b'deshen. It says over there. In that place, it says chutz lamachna b'deshen. By the deshen, you take the deshen out of the machna. Shein tamalem shekanem al shafach deshen yisoy. And we know the sreifa is already out of the second machna, into the second machna. So why does it have to say? Why does it have to say again chutz lamachna? Litun the machna shlishis. Teach you that you take it out of the third machna. See, you know that b'parum davar shel tzibur, you need to take it out of three machnas. Okay. So we're learning out skila hoytzeisim is kalel from there. Like the mother of leilik meshkutei chutz, we know there's a halacha that you're not allowed to shecht behema outside, and that's right out of the Beis Hamikdash. Now you should learn malalim chutz lemach nachas avkan chutz lemach nachas. Just like over there, it's out of one machna, so two over here out of one machna. So why am I learning it out of paranas rafin to teach you three? Maybe it's only one meshkutei chutz. And for the Gemara. Mistabim a poem in a srafin avad al medek. Mistabim that we're learning a poem in a srafin. Shekein hoitze al mechutz lamachna. There's similarities. By poem in a srafin and by skila, it says hoitze, take him out. By shkut echutze doesn't say hoitze. And also, they're both in Machshir. Side by Skila. And side by Parm and Israfim, it's a Machshir.
Why is Skila Machshir?
It's a Machshir for.
Mechaper for the Am.
Yeah? It's not, what?
It's Mechaper the whole
club. No, the next word is Mechaper. They're both Mechaper. Skila is Mechaper the person.
Right, but I'm saying Mechaper, I'm saying it's over now at this point.
I know, but there's some Kapar.
By, no, isn't there a difference by a carbon?
Is only an Issa. Skila is
no different by a carbon. It's after the Parhel Mdavshu, but now everybody has a Kapara. Here, it's a little...
The person has a Kapara.
It's still a level of Kapara.
Yeah, it's a level of Kapara. And Machshir is... It's a Machshir for... It's a Hechshir Mitzvah. You're both doing a Mitzvah. So it's three similarities. By both of them, it says... By both of them, it's a Machshir. And both of them, it's a Mechaper.
The Rashi just says
Hechshir
Mitzvah.
Right. It's
Hechshir Mitzvah. This is how you do the Mitzvah. Hechshir normally means like a
Chinuch. Right. No, because we're not looking for you to do the Mitzvah. I'm saying it's a that's all Rashi means. It's not a Chiv Mitzvah. It's a Hechshir Mitzvah. If you're in this matter, this is how you have to do it. Zok the Gemara, Ad Rabo, B'shrut Echutz, Havale Lamele, B'shrut Echutz, Havale Lamele, B'shrut Echutz. You can't. Why? Because they're both, here there's more similarities. Adam, Chayte, B'neshama, and Pigel. Say it's Adam. The Adam has to go Chutz L'machne. The Shchut Echutz, it's also the Adam that Shechting B'chutz. And Shechting with the Par, it's just the Par itself has to be burnt. It's not so much the person. Chayte. The Mekalel is a Chayte. Shechet Chutz is a Chayte. And Shechting by Par, there's no chayte. Another thing, b'neshama. They're both netilas neshama. Over here, you shechted b'chutz, you killed the animal b'chutz. That's a neshama, getting rid of the neshama. And by the person, you're getting rid of the person b'chutz, skila. The shaking pie was already killed before. And pigle. If you thought pigle, chutz l'machna b'shrut echutz, so that's pigle. Now, what do you have by a person pigle?
Have
a try. What do you say, Rabbi Mezla?
Rashi says.
Yeah, what does Rashi say? So let's see Rashi. Pigul, mechutz amachna, d'shchut echutz u'mekalel, iat emaitze pigul al yad, oise chutz l'machna. By both of them, there's no pigul. Aval Purim ruinless pagal ayad it's a chutz l'machna. By Purim it's shayich pigul ayad chutz l'machna. Shem shach tamanas la'aktim reyem b'chutz mispagla. If you were shayich tamanas this la'aktim reyem b'chutz, it's this pigul. Fine.
It's very distant. The whole comparison. No, am I wrong? In all the rays that are comparing one to another, pigul. What kind of by a person there's no mitzvah of pigul. How could you even compare this thing? A person doesn't have pigul.
Because
pigul
is
a semi-seclusion.
What?
No, but he's asking that
it's
not in the passion.
Right. It's not like he's lacking something.
Okay, but the message, they're not lacking, but there's similarity. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. By a carbon, so you say, okay, this carbon has pigul, this carbon doesn't have pigul.
Because you're in the passion.
Pigul about what connection. Yeah, okay, there's similarity. So the Gemara, so I say, why don't you madam the shchut echutz and just chutz the machna achas? And for the Gemara, machshir mi machshir adif. It's better to be madam and machshir from a machshir than something which is no shachas. It's Gemara saying without a reason. So the Gemara, my papa says no, another reason. How do you know? He's answering the kasha. How do you know, Manan and Mili, which we asked? How do you know you send them out of three machnas? So he's telling you no, another reason. Moshe Hechavi Yosef, we was Moshe sitting with Machna Leviya. Moshe sat in Machna Leviya, not in the first Machna, not in Machna, but in Machna Leviya. Moshe was a Levi, so he was sitting in Machna Leviya. And V'amalei Rechman, the Torah said, Hoitzei is a Mikala, take out the Mikala, al Mechutz L'Machna. So which is that? Chutz L'Machna Leviya. So that's already one. That's already out of the second. V'yitzu is a Mikala, Mechutz L'Machna. And then there's another pasuk, they took the Mikala out of the Machna. That's a pasuk chutz l'machna yisrael. To teach you that even after machna yisrael, that is out of all three machnas. In fact, the Gemara, I'm yibayilei lasi, that's coming to tell you, vayitziyus and mekal, they took it out, not that you mechuyiv to take it out of a third one. Vayitziyu, that's what they did. The Gemara, see you behind the ksiva. I see it says it. Behadya, it says when they sell asr kashachiva semesh ma'aseh. It says that they did it. So you don't need another pasuk. I see. Obviously, they did it, so that's going on everything.
How do you know what to do?
We said they did it.
Did
they
what?
Sell asr. They did whatever they were supposed to do.
What was the Gemara's kasha? The pasuk was that they did it, or the pasuk was the tzivut to do it?
No, vayetziyu, they did it. Vayetziyu is a mekal, they did it. It says the end of the pasuk, but it says, end of the pasuk, it says, vayetziyu also. So why do I need that? Elamai, that's teaching you that they took it out of the third mach. It says that they stoned him. My avdilei, what are you doing with that? Over there it says already also, vayetziyu also, this means they did it. It says when they sell us, it's going on everything. Say they took it out of the machnas. Say they stoned him. Over here it says a lashon yachid. So we dashin. Oisai, we dashin in this pasuk different things. Oisai, v'lo b'ksusai. They stoned him without any clothing. He was naked. Even she'emeis be'even achas yatsa. If you kill them with one stone, it's enough. You don't have to stone him. Over there, the other pasuk says avonim. So here, what the pasuk is teaching you, you kill them with one stone's enough. The itzich lemichtav evan, itzich lemichtav avanim. Why do you need both? Because rachmana evan, avamin heichad loy meis b'chadom, loy neisei achiyutim mikdala. If you didn't kill him with one, you would think you shouldn't bring another one and kill him. Because rachmana avanim, no, two stones. Because rachmana avanim, avamin emikar naisi taati, bring two with you. No, no, because rachmana evan. Teaches you, the pasuk tells you, evan, that one stone's enough, you don't have to bring two. So Bekitza is teaching you that if you didn't kill him with one stone,
you need more.
Go ahead and kill him, take more stones and kill him. And the other pasuk is teaching you, no, one stone's enough, you don't have to go with two. The Tana learns it out of a braisa. How could a papa Amira come and say a different limud? Tana Nema, it says Nema, that there was a braisa, Tana Rabana. So the Gemara, Ilu loy namakam. Papa's come and say, if it didn't say, Bachakam. Ilu loy namakro, if it didn't say the pasuk, you say, I'm Xeyah Shava, I would have said Xeyah Shava. Achso shenamakro, Xeyah Shava loy tzarech. Now that says the pasuk, I don't need Xeyah Shava to teach you this, Bryce. Okay, stop.